You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We continue exploring Governor Snyder's State of the State speech. We've heard from the governor. We've heard from Democrat Tim Grimmel. Now let's get some perspective from Rick Pluta, Michigan Public Radio Network Lansing Bureau Chief, and Michigan State University Economics Professor Charlie Ballard. Rick, let's start with you. Just how would you rate the governor's message in terms of content and also the terms of likelihood of getting those initiatives through the legislature?
It was a pretty standard state of the state speech, a laundry list of things that the governor wants to see done in 2013, preceded by a bit of bragging about successes and progress made in 2012. The one wrinkle in that was just for one brief moment, the governor did allude to the controversies of last year and said that he was hoping that in 2013, he said he didn't want them. It was unfortunate that it happened, but that he's hoping that going forward they could find ways to work together. Probably worth mentioning that the Republicans who won all those fights stood up and cheered, and the Democrats who lost all those fights sat through that part of it. The prospects for getting them through, well, a lot of the things that he asked for were things that he also wanted done in 2012 that didn't get done, and I don't think that they're going to be any less controversial in 2013.
Turning to you, Charlie, is the governor's road initiative good economic strategy for Michigan?
Oh, absolutely. I've said for a long time that letting our roads turn to gravel is a lousy strategy for economic development. In many parts of the state, we have some of the worst roads of the country. There are parts of the state that have pretty good roads, but many of our most heavily traveled roads are in bad shape. And given that trucks and cars are still king in terms of transportation in our economy, that's a handicap for our state going forward. We have manufacturers who sometimes have experienced having their products get destroyed or damaged in transit. We have ordinary folks like me who are bouncing on some of these roads. It's hard on the back. I guess maybe it's good for chiropractors. We do need to improve our transportation infrastructure, and I think that the governor is exactly right, that this is the kind of thing that if we continue to put off these investments, they will cost us more down the road, because the nature of road deterioration is that often if you repair it early enough, it'll cost you $1 million. If you let it wait and really crumble, it might cost you $5 million later to fix the same piece of road.
But here's the rub, then. How to pay for these repairs. Your thoughts, Charlie?
Well, one thing that I was surprised that the governor didn't mention, but maybe I can understand it in terms of the difficult politics, the money that we do spend, we don't spend terribly wisely. We spend more disproportionately a lot in rural areas and not as much in the urban areas where most of the people and most of the travel happens. But of course, if you were to try to reallocate the existing funds, that would cause a storm of protest from the rural folks who are very important in the Republican Party. So he called mostly for additional spending, and then you got to pay for it somehow. Well, honestly, there are lots of places that the money can come from. Higher gasoline taxes and higher registration fees are one. I don't think we should restrict ourselves to looking at those. If it were up to me, this would be a golden opportunity to revisit using the sales tax and reforming the sales tax to come up with additional funds. We could look to the income tax. Of course, I understand that that's extremely unlikely. My view is that it's less important where the money comes from than that we fix the roads.
I want to turn to the state budget, guys. The governor last night was trumpeting the fact the so-called rainy day fund has $500 million in it. Charlie, put that into context. Is that really all that much money compared with the entire budget?
It's a whole lot more than we used to have. We raided the rainy day fund in the last decade or so. It's not huge. The total amount of money spent by the state of Michigan is more than $40 billion, although about half of that comes from the federal government with strings attached. So the stuff that we raise on our own account is about $20 billion. So $500 million, well, that's Let's see, do the math. That's 2.5% of the total that we have control over ourselves. So is that big? Is it little? It means that if the economy were to enter a downturn, we would have a little bit of a cushion, but it wouldn't be sufficient to see us through the kind of downturn that we had in the last decade. Let's hope that that doesn't happen.
Rick, a real theme of this speech last night seemed to be the governor saying that he wants to keep working on issues that were focused on in 2012, Blue Cross Blue Shield reform, Education Achievement Authority. What do you take away from that sense that for him, he really is still working from last year's playbook?
Well, now, I would put Blue Cross Blue Shield into kind of a separate category because it seemed like there was finally buy-in to get that done, and the legislature at the last minute decided to induct the abortion controversy into it by putting in some language that would require people to buy separate riders for elective abortions. And so that's kind of what torpedoed that. And so I wonder if that's really going to be that difficult to get through in 2013. The issues that we saw problems with in 2012, you know, in the case of the statewide education authority, for example, or anything to do with school choice, is, you know, we frame so many issues as being differences between Republicans and Democrats. And that's not necessarily an R versus D controversy, that Republicans that come from places where schools are doing pretty well, or at least their constituents believe their schools are doing pretty well, are pretty reluctant to do things that will upset the apple cart. You know, I don't think that dynamic has changed somehow since December of last year and January of this year.
In the last minute we have here, just real quick, for either one of you, what surprised you that you didn't hear from the governor last night? Were you expecting, or do you think we should have heard some things? I'll start with you, Charlie.
The governor mentioned briefly early childhood education. I'm very glad that he mentioned it. I wish he had said a lot more about it, because there's no investment that we can make in our future that will earn a higher rate of return. And if you're a state that now has fallen to 36th in per capita income among the 50 states, we should be looking for the things that will push us up the income ladder. And a more highly educated and more highly skilled workforce is far, far more important than anything else. And the biggest part of that is starting early with early childhood. So I was glad that the governor mentioned it. He didn't give a whole lot of specifics. I think that if we really want to be successful, that deserves a lot more attention.
How about you, Rick?
Well, you know, not as much what he said or didn't say, but I was kind of intrigued going into it. I was wondering what mention he was going to make of the big divisive battles of 2012 that he said that he wanted to avoid. And he didn't lead with it. He didn't close with it. He sort of mentioned it in the middle of the speech. And I wondered if he wasn't going to sort of address that 900-pound gorilla in the room at the outset. And he decided not to, that he would rather do what speechwriters call setting the table before confronting that.
Rick Pluta, Michigan Public Radio Lansing Bureau Chief, and Michigan State Economics Professor Charlie Ballard, both joining us from East Lansing. Thanks so much, guys.
Oh, thank you, Cindy.
My pleasure.